Listener Production.
Hello, Stephen Zoyce here with your local news briefing. A man accused of committing domestic violence offences moments before a horror crash near Leeton is now facing further charges. The 32-year-old allegedly broke into his girlfriend's house at Yanco in April, threatening her 15 minutes before she was killed in a crash along with three young boys. He's now facing fresh accusations of a DV incident at the same home a month earlier, where an 18-year-old woman was allegedly choked. He's already behind bars at Junee Prison and will face Griffith Court today. As rainfall continues across the region today, there's a fresh warning from the Murrumbidgee SES. With a chance of further isolated heavy rainfall across the southwest slopes, it is likely to increase the risk of flash flooding. We're being encouraged to monitor conditions around our homes and call 132 500 if in need of assistance or 000 in a life-threatening situation. We're also being asked to drive safely as roads will be more slippery. The Deputy Premier has paid a visit to Griffith, speaking with parents and teachers about demerging the Murrumbidgee Regional High School. Prue Carr, who is also the Education Minister, says the Minns government is committed to making it happen and reinstating the former Griffith and Wade standalone high schools with their own principals and dedicated staff.
Our government is committed to consulting with the local community, the teachers, the students, and of course the local member, Helen Dalton, in making sure this happens in a way that is beneficial for the community.
To sport now, and Wagga Tigers finals aspirations just received a major boost. It comes after Jackson Kelly informed the club that he would stay on for the remainder of the season. He's been splitting his time with Tigers and Adelaide-based club Salisbury North throughout the first half of the year. He's helped the side fly under the radar, the boys from Robertson Oval currently sitting second on the table.